It sounds alarmingly like a vote of confidence, and Chelsea don't often give those out. I think the last one handed out was to Claudio Ranieri in 2000, I think it was, by Ken Bates. It's a pretty unprecedented step for them, really, since Abramovich took over, certainly. I think Ranieri lasted 3.5 years after he got his, so that's something for Mourinho to take a little bit of comfort from. But, the situation isn't great there. Another defeat. The fans weren't happy. The comments were bizarre from him, really, preempting questions. And he obviously wanted to get his message across before anyone got the chance to question him, which he doesn't like to be questioned, as we know. We'll have to wait and see what happens on that one.
Yeah, we've got to talk about that rant. What was it, 7.5 minutes or something like that, post-match? He just went off on one, didn't he? There was a lot of people who were popping up on my Twitter timeline saying, was that his resignation speech in a way? Was that his goodbye address?
Well, it's a bit of a game of brinkmanship, really. And I wouldn't have thought you'd want to get into one of those with Roman Abramovich, given his track record of dispensing with managers. Mourinho should know all about that from last time. I think Mourinho, yeah, he wanted to get his message across. He knew what was coming. He's smart enough and he's been in the game long enough to know he was going to get some stick for the way things have gone, and just wanted to get the run on the press to try and get on top of the situation, which, judging by the reaction from Chelsea today, they seem to agree with him. A lot of people I heard comparing it to Kevin Keegan's I'd love it if we beat them speech when he was at Newcastle, sort of cracking up.
Yeah, very much so. It did kind of give that impression off, really. It was a man under pressure, it seemed there. Whereas, you know, I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan personally, so I'm seeing Brendan Rodgers under a lot of pressure. And then, you know, you see him being quite quiet and reserved. And then you see his mentor, Mourinho, exploding. What has happened to Chelsea since the start of the season? Why has this defence of this title gone so badly wrong?
I think that's the million-dollar question. It's, you know, it's the same players, same group of players, but there just doesn't seem to be any sort of cohesion. Defensively, they were the best team in the league by miles last year, but Ivanovic, Terry, you name it, they're all playing well below the standards they set last season. I think it's a confidence issue, personally. The players are completely short of confidence. I think it's four in eight defeats, which for them, you know, I think Mourinho probably lost less than that in an entire season, in his first season. It's just not something they're used to. These players need to get used to it quite quickly, though, because they've got to work out how they get out of it. I don't think they've ever been in a situation like this before, and they're struggling to get their heads around it and what's needed to put it right.
Has the Eva Carneiro situation really muddied the waters here? Because even though that was an almost on-pitch situation, it's gone off-pitch now. Is this affecting Chelsea in any way?
I think you definitely have to say that it hasn't helped. Certainly a popular character around the place, amongst the players. And to see the manager come out and say the things that he's allegedly said can't help. The players are quite protected of one another. I think any other manager, and it probably would have spelt the end, but Mourinho's still got this sort of hold over everyone at the club, really, in that he can just point to his record and people can't really argue with that. He's going to struggle to justify it this season, though, because I don't think any team who's got the current points total that they have after start of the season they've had has ever finished higher than fifth, which obviously fifth place for Chelsea would be an absolute disaster with no Champions League football, unless they win it, of course, this season, which, given the way the Champions League tends to play out, you wouldn't bet against. It's quite often a team that comes out of nowhere. Chelsea themselves, when they won it in 2012, weren't playing particularly well and somehow managed to scrape through. I think, you know, the distraction of the Premier League fighting on a number of fronts doesn't often help. So maybe with no Premier League to play for, the Champions League might become a little bit easier for them.
And they've spent money, haven't they? They've not kind of gone into this season with just the same set of players, even though there is largely that same number in the squad. But they've gone out and they've reinforced. They've spent big. They've brought in Baba Rahman as well, and a number of other players that have come into the squad. Diego Costa's come into the squad. why are they performing? I just don't understand why they're performing this badly. I mean, yeah, when someone spends a lot of money, and we've seen it with say, Liverpool and with Spurs as well, who spend a lot of money, if something goes wrong, things change.
I think the recruitment hasn't been great this summer. Certainly, the recruitment the year before, everyone praised Chelsea for how quickly they got Costa before the season had even finished. I think it was officially announced. And Fabregas was certainly right early in the summer. Those were the two big names. They've got all summer to settle in. Babarahman's only just come in. Big money, but it doesn't seem to be trusted. He hasn't had time to settle. Pedro was probably the biggest name signing. Made a really good start, but has sort of petered out a little bit since.
He's vanished, hasn't he? He's totally disappeared.
It's the whole team, though. I think, you know, it has an effect on all the players. And you mentioned Diego Costa. They haven't obviously had him for three games, and he really is essential to what they do. He's, you know, as much his goals is his sort of leadership and aggression, which obviously sometimes oversteps the mark, but certainly the aggression that he shows can sort of bring the players around him up a level, you know, just to try and compete, which I think they've missed that as well, in all honesty.
It's a very interesting situation with Chelsea. And as you said before, he seems to have a grip on a lot of his players. He does have that hold because John Terry, who's not played that much this season, has defended Mourinho and says that he's the man to resurrect the club one more time. Getting backing off a man like John Terry is probably a big thing at Chelsea, but will that hold weight with Abramovich? Do you think this is the beginning of the end of the road for Mourinho, no matter how long this road is going to last in a way?
It might well prove to be the end of the beginning of the end, but I'd go back to your previous point about John Terry's backing and holding sway with Abramovich. I think it does. You only have to look back to Andre Villas-Boas and the player power that forced him out. If the players aren't happy and Abramovich gets wind of that, then it will often turn. John Terry coming out and saying what he said about Mourinho is a massive boost for Jose. He said himself after the game on Saturday that he'd only leave if the players turned against him. And it was quite a timely statement that Chelsea put on their website from John Terry yesterday, where John Terry declared that, you know, the whole team was behind him. And obviously then the club comes out themselves today and says that they've got full faith in Mourinho as well. So he's got the players on board, and, well, certainly according to John Terry, he's got the players on board, and the club seems to be fully on board with him. So he's got everyone's support. I think most of the support from the crowd has remained intact. Obviously they're getting a bit frustrated, but I think Mourinho's history at the club wins him a lot of arguments in that court.
So let's round this off now by saying this. If Abramovich pulls the pin, if he does say, right, time's time, Jose, it's time to go, where did Chelsea turn? Could they go back to Ancelotti, or do they find somebody else?
Well, they went back to Mourinho, so I don't think it's out of the question. I think there's a lot of people saying perhaps Jurgen Klopp, that sort of forced them to sort of think about it, because they obviously realised that Liverpool were considering him, which sounds like it's going to very much happen. But, you know, there's not a lot of suitable replacements out there when you look at it. Ancelotti probably would be the one. Other than that, you can't really see it, unless they go down the sort of Di Matteo route they went down before and give it to John Terry, maybe, even, or something ridiculous like that. But he's not what they need, really. They need an experienced manager to get them out of the mess. Mourinho, I'd say, probably still is the man, personally.
It's going to be an interesting few months and an interesting rest of the season for Chelsea. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.